This is the Sakka Murli of the 29th of June 2026. Essence, sweet children, consider yourselves to be souls and speak to souls. You flowers will then continue to become fragrant, and any bad odor of body consciousness will be removed. Question, who are true flowers who spread their fragrance in all directions? Answer, true flowers are those who make many others into fragrant flowers, the same as themselves. The true moths are those who follow Srimat and sacrifice themselves to the flame, that is, the fragrance of those who surrender themselves completely and die alive, spreads everywhere. The fragrance of true flowers automatically spreads everywhere. Song, the flame has ignited in the gathering of moths. Om Shanti. You spiritual moths heard the song. Whether you say moths or flowers, it is the same thing. You children understand whether you have really become moths or whether you just circle around and go away and forget the flame. Each one of you has to ask your heart to what extent you have become a flower and to what extent you spread the fragrance of this knowledge. Have you made others into flowers the same as yourself? You children know that the Father is the ocean of knowledge. He has so much fragrance. There will definitely be very good fragrance in those who are good flowers and moths. They will remain constantly happy and make others into flowers and moths, the same as themselves. If not flowers, they will make them into buds. True moths are those who die alive. They sacrifice themselves and become the children of God. When a wealthy person adopts a child of a poor person, that child would only remember his adopted parents and forget his poor parents. He knows that his parents are poor. He remembers the wealthy parents from whom he receives wealth. Sages and sannyasis make spiritual endeavor to go to the land of liberation. All of them make effort for liberation, but they don't understand the meaning of liberation. Some say that they will merge into the light. Others believe that they will go beyond to the land of nirvana. To go to the land of nirvana is not merging into the light. You understand you are residents of the faraway land. What's the point in staying here in this dirty world? It has been explained to you children that when you meet someone, you have to explain to him that this drama is predestined. There are the golden, silver, copper, and iron ages, and then this confluence age. It has been explained that there is a confluence of the golden and silver ages after the golden age. That is the changing of an age, whereas this is the changing of the cycle. The Father doesn't come in every age, as people believe. The Father says, when everyone becomes Tamo Pradhan, and it is the end of the Iron Age, it is then that I come at the confluence of the cycles. As each age comes to an end, the degrees decrease. I come when there is the full eclipse. I do not come in every age. The Father sits here and explains to you moths. Moths are number wise. Some die alive completely, and others circle around and leave. Only you are able to follow Srimad. If you don't follow Srimad, Maya continues to make you fall. There is a lot of praise of Srimad. It is said the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Those who later created the scriptures had Rajo intellects, and so they wrote that Sri Krishna came in the Copper Age. I come when the original eternal deity religion has disappeared and all the other religions exist. It isn't that the human beings of the deity religion have disappeared. It is just that they have forgotten they belonged to the deity religion. They say that their religion is the Hindu religion. This too is fixed in the drama. It is only when they forget this that I come and establish the deity religion. It is only the one Father who comes and changes you from the masters of the land of sorrow into the masters of the land of happiness. You would say, you are now the masters of hell. The world has to become Tamo Pradhan. All are impure, and this is why they go and say namaste to those who are pure. The Father says, now follow Srimad. There is a great burden of the sins of many births on your heads. Otherwise, you will have to cry out in distress. People believe that souls are immune to the effect of action. But no, it is souls who experience happiness and sorrow. No one understands this. Baba repeatedly explains to you that the destination is very high. It is because you are unhappy that you make effort at this time. You know that you will remain very happy in the golden age. There, you will not know that you have to go to the land of sorrow. You will not know anything of how you went into happiness and how many births you will take. You understand this now. Therefore, who is more elevated? Because you are the children of God, you are also knowledgeful like God. You are now the children of God, but you are number wise. Some are very intoxicated and they believe that they are just continuing to follow Baba's directions. To the extent that you follow directions accordingly, you will become elevated. The Father sits here and personally tells you, children, renounce body consciousness. Become soul conscious and constantly remember me alone. The Father is constantly the bestower of happiness. It isn't the Father who causes sorrow. The Father would never cause his children sorrow. Children receive sorrow through their wrong activities. The Father cannot cause sorrow. They say, O God, grant us a son so that our clan can continue. They have a lot of love for sons. They receive sorrow from their own actions. The Father is now making you children very happy. He says, follow Srimad. You receive sorrow by following devilish dictates. Children experience sorrow when they don't obey the directions of their father, their teacher, or their elders. They cause sorrow for themselves. They belong to Maya. It is only now that you receive God's directions. The result of following God's directions lasts for 21 births. And you then follow Maya's directions for half a cycle. God only comes once to give you directions. Maya has been giving you directions for half a cycle. The Father only gives you directions once. By following the directions of Maya, you have become 100% unfortunate. Those who are very good flowers remain constantly happy with that intoxication. It is number wise. Some moths belong to the Father and begin to follow his Srimat. Only the poor children write their accounts. The wealthy are afraid that their money might perhaps be taken away. It is very difficult for those who are wealthy. The Father says, I am the Lord of the poor. Donations are always made to those who are poor. There is the example of Sudama, who gave a handful of rice and received a palace in return. You are also poor. For instance, someone might have 25 to 50 rupees and give 20 to 25 paises of that to Baba. Whereas even if a wealthy person gives 50,000, both of them would still be equal. This is why the name the Lord of the Poor is remembered. Wealthy people say we don't have time. This is because they don't have full faith. You are poor. Poor people become happy when they receive wealth. Baba has explained that those who are poor here become wealthy there, and those who are wealthy here become poor there. Many ask, should we look after the yajna or look after our family? Baba says, look after your family very well. It is good that you are poor at this time. If you were wealthy, you wouldn't be able to claim your full inheritance from the Father. Sannyasis wouldn't say this. They would take the money and build their own properties. Shiv Baba doesn't do this. You children have built all of these buildings, etc., for yourselves. This is not anyone's property. All of this is temporary because at the end, all the children have to come and stay here. Our memorial is also here. Therefore, you will come and rest here at the end. Those who are accurately connected in yoga will come running to the Father. They will also receive help. You receive a lot of help from the Father. You will sit here and see destruction. Just as Baba entertained you children in the beginning, so he will begin to entertain you towards the end too. He will give you a great deal of love. It will be as though you are sitting in paradise. You will continue to come very close. You understand that you are on a pilgrimage. Destruction will take place in a short time. You will become very happy. We will now go and become princes. There are varieties of flowers. Each one of you children should understand how much fragrance of this knowledge you give. To whom do I give the teachings of knowledge and yoga? Those who do this remain very cheerful inside. Baba then knows what that one stage is and to what extent he can gallop in his stage. Those who have become moths will be able to gallop. The Supreme Father explains, many storms of Maya will come. You must protect yourself from them. The Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul, comes now to teach you Raja Yoga. The Supreme Soul comes and explains to you souls. The soul has the knowledge that he is explaining to his brother souls, just as God the Father is explaining to us souls, his children. I, Brahma, am also a soul. Baba teaches me, and I then teach other souls. However, because of not having faith of being souls, people consider themselves to be human beings and explaining to human beings. I, the Supreme Soul, am talking to you souls. You relate this knowledge to souls. If you relate it to others while being soul conscious, the arrow will strike the target straight away. If you yourself are unable to remain soul conscious, you are unable to inspire anyone to imbibe it. This destination is very high. It should remain in your intellects that you are listening through your organs. The Father says, I am talking to you souls, you children. Baba's orders are, become bodiless. Renounce body consciousness and remember me. This should enter your intellects. I am talking to souls, not to bodies. Although someone is a female, I am talking to the soul. You children understand that you now belong to Baba. Nevertheless, the intellect continues to work in a very subtle way. I am a soul, and I am explaining to the soul of this one. This one is my brother, and I have to show him the path. The soul understands this. Only when you understand this will the arrow strike the target. When you speak this knowledge while looking at that one's body, that soul doesn't listen. First of all, warn them that you are speaking to souls. A soul is not said to be male or female. Souls are beyond that. A body is said to be male or female, just as Brahma and Saraswati are said to be male and female. Shivbaba cannot be called male or female. The Father explains to souls. The destination is very high. This point is very strong. The soul has to be given an injection, for only then can body consciousness be broken. Otherwise, there won't be any fragrance or strength. This is a very small thing. I am talking to souls. The Father says, you have to return home. And therefore become soul conscious. Man, manabhav. Then you automatically become Mariachibhav. You have now received very subtle intellects. Wake up early in the morning and sit and churn the ocean of this knowledge. During the day you have to do service because you are karma yogis. It has been written, become conquerors of sleep. Stay awake at night and earn an income. During the day, there is a lot of expansion of Maya. The atmosphere at Amrit Vela is very good. None of you write to Baba about what time you woke up and churn the ocean of knowledge. This requires a lot of effort because you are becoming the masters of the world. Here you are the masters of the limited. There is so much quarreling over the boundaries of water, etc. There is so much enmity because of that. They don't consider themselves to be brothers. They just say, for the sake of saying it, that they are all one. They cannot all be one. There are many souls, and each one has his own part. You are sitting here. You would have been sitting here in the previous cycle too. Leaves shake according to the drama. It isn't that God makes every leaf shake. Understand these things and then explain them to others. Each one of you can understand whether you have become a moth, whether you follow Baba's directions, whether you talk about useless matters, or whether you use your money on sin. Acha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance, and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Babdara. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children. Essence for Dharana 1. Consider yourself to be a soul and talk to souls. You will be able to imbibe everything very well when you listen to and relate this knowledge in a state of soul consciousness. 2. Become a conqueror of sleep and earn an income by staying awake at night. Churn the ocean of this knowledge. Don't waste your time on useless matters. Blessing. May you burn away your sins and your sanskars of a tamoguni nature with your tapasya, and be seen as an embodiment of tapasya. Just as the task of godly sustenance is now taking place, in the same way, in the last moments, the task of burning away your sins and your tamoguni sanskars and the tamoguni quality of the elements has to take place with your tapasya. For this, constantly be stable on the seat of a constant and stable stage and reveal your tapasvi form. Let your renunciation of body consciousness and the tapasya of being soul conscious appear in every physical organ of yours in a practical way. Slogan, in order to be saved from any conflict of sanskars, keep a balance of being a child and a master. Abhyak signal, to remain constantly cheerful, be easy-natured and tolerant. The Father is called the Innocent Lord, but he is not so innocent that he is not able to oppose anything. As well as being the Innocent Lord, he is also the Almighty Authority. You too mustn't forget your form of power and simply become innocent. Otherwise, you will be hit by an arrow of Maya. Become such a form of power that Maya bows down and salutes you before opposing you. Remain very careful and alert. Om Shanti.